It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, everybody. I don't have to tell you how important your car is when you're off and having adventures with your family. We just went to the Field of Dreams game in Iowa, my wife and son. And oh, my God, were we comfortable and happy in our car driving through rolling hills in Iowa? I didn't even know they had hills. And it was beautiful. You've had similar experiences. Do it in the car that we do it in. I love our Hyundai. Hyundai is helping you navigate all of the journeys of your life with amazing technology and super advanced design. Hyundai is thinking about every mile with their new Tucson. The interior is futuristic. Check out the available 10.25-inch infotainment touchscreen with all sorts of apps that make it easy to use and intuitive. There's available wireless device charging. That means you and your partner can both charge your phones if you're a little bit low. And the available Hyundai Digital Key on compatible smartphones means you'll always be able to start your car, even if you lose your key. And Hyundai is thinking about the future right there with you. They want our kids to grow up safe with plenty of the resources they need. There are hybrid and plug-in hybrid options. Check out the new Hyundai Tucson. It's your journey. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
We're going streaking! Yes!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
Good morning on the 28th of September, this glorious Wednesday. Sure, the baseball world is waiting on Aaron Judge to hit home run number 61, and that's caused some tension. But we here at Beat the Streak Daily, we're waiting on Judge to get a hit last night. Just one little hit that would have affected several of us. Listen to Aaron Judge's fourth at bat, followed by his fifth.
Aaron Judge coming up for the fourth time. And here's the payoff. He walks again for the third time. The groans from the stands. Aaron Judge digs in and tries to get to home run number 61. The 3-2 pitch. He walked again for the fourth time. And the groans from the crowd of 40,528. Patience is certainly a virtue, but it's not a 61st home run.
Four walks. Good for you, Aaron. Way to build that OBP. Good for you, Blue Jays. Way to avoid ignominious history for one night. But bad for me. Bad for Ryan Porth. More on that later. More importantly, bad for one of the three streakers remaining with a shot at $10,000. This is Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. I'm Matt Spiegel along with Ryan Porth, and with eight more days in baseball's regular season, 16 is the max that could be added to an active streak. Got to be at 41 or higher to have a chance at 57 and $5.6 million? Yeah, no. Not going to happen, as we have now established. That grand prize will carry over. But if you're at 29 or higher right now, you have a shot at 10 grand. That's the top streaker prize that Kiyoshi Lotus 26 is going to get for being at 45. Unless someone at 29 or higher tracks him down, that means just two of you. Adam H. 102 had Aaron Judge as part of a double down, and that streak goes down at 29. Good run, Adam H., but grab some bench. You got lots of company. We're still tracking Sean Breen and Cubs W23. We are definitely not tracking Torkelson HOF, who has been MIA with a streak of 28 since August 1st. Today, officially eliminated and out of our thoughts. Poof. Torkelson HOF go boom. Sean Breen with a single pick yesterday to reach 36. It was a good one. A truly great lefty singles hitter on the New York Mets.
And he lines that one toward the middle. That's a base hit. So McNeil got a change up and hit it right back through the originator. And the Mets have their fifth hit of the night.
Jeff McNeil hitting .319, second in the National League behind Freddie Freeman. And Cubs W23, we see you at 32 now, thanks to a double down of lefties. First, this Aaron Judge teammate on the New York Yankees.
Ground ball and through for a base hit. Higashioka rounds third. He's coming home. Hernandez will flip the ball a second. Judge moves to third. It's an RBI single for Rizzo, and the game is tied at one.
Rizzo goes 2-for-4 for the second straight night, and the Yankees clinch the division. And out in San Francisco, just after J.D. Davis went yard for the Giants, his teammate Brandon Crawford stepped in.
J.D. Davis has a salary drive going on right now.
Yes, he does.
Crawford goes the other way. I don't think anybody's going to get there, and it is off the bottom of the wall.
Wow, two opposite field bolts off the bat of J.D. Davis, and now Brandon Crawford, again, an off-speed pitch. There's some hang on that slider. Head stays right still. Watch him throw the top hand. And that's just, that is picture perfect.
A beautiful swing for Crawford, who has a hit in 8 of his last 9 games. So, here we are. Just those two alive, and you and me, Porthinator, at 0.0.
Brutal.
I thought the BTS Daily Showdown between you and me was going to carry us through the season's final days. Me and you facing off. What happened?
I thought we were smart with baseball. But apparently we're dumb.
Here's the problem. Aaron Judge and his stupid patience.
Unbelievable. I watched every single one of those at-bats. I don't know about you, Speaks. I watched every single one of them. And by about the third pitch of the at-bat, I was like, yeah, he's going to walk.
Oh, you just knew it.
Yep.
Because they just stopped challenging. They got him to 2 strikes a couple of times, but then just stopped challenging. So what are we going to do now, you and me? Here's the fun fact. You ready?
Sure.
With just 8 days remaining in the season, both of us could still reach our season high.
We are still gunning for our season high. Look at us two Jamokes hosting the MLB-licensed BTS Daily Inside the Hits. It is September 28th, and we can still accomplish our season high.
Let's go, baby. Come on. You and me. Let's end the year at 16 together. What a story that would be.
Oh, yeah.
Two non-streaking highlights to mention before we get to our picks for the day. Two guys with 2 home runs. Here's the second for a now healthy Atlanta Brave.
And another missile hit by Acuna. No doubt about it. A 2-homer game. Maybe the rest in Philadelphia has done him some good. 2 absolute rockets in back-to-back trips to the plate tonight.
I don't think he likes starting the series off 0-for-7. What would you say?
Wow.
On a loaded roster, never forget that Ronald Acuna Jr. is the best player on that team. And a threat to hit 40 homers any season that he's healthy. The Braves and Mets going to give us pennant race drama into the final weekend. Absolutely love it. And they face off this weekend. And down in Texas, a big piece of the Rangers' future showed he can do some damage in the present.
1-0 to Young, and he lifts this ball high in the air. Deep out to center field, back to the wall, gone! Second home run of the night for Josh Young, and he continues to carry the offense tonight. 5-0 Rangers, and he's driven in every single run.
That is Josh Young with a J. I think it's a soft J, like yogging. He'd been 0-for-19 heading into the game, and then he drove in all 5 runs in that win, made some nice plays defensively, too. He good. We good. Me and Porth, well, not really, but we here. Our picks are next.
What's up, everybody? I'm hosting a new podcast, No Mercy, with Stephen A. Smith. That's No, spelled K-N-O-W, Mercy. Listen as I pull back the curtain on all things beyond the world of sports. My No Mercy podcast will be 3 new episodes every week, making this podcast a great one to add to your weekly routine. On No Mercy, I'll be interviewing influential guests, outspoken celebrities, and thought leaders across the political, financial, and social spectrum. I'll be sharing my thoughts on social issues, politics, and beyond. The goal is to keep an open dialogue, of course. I want to spark your curiosity and give you answers from a different perspective. You know me. I'll give you my unbiased opinion on breaking news and entertainment stories that'll leave you motivated and informed. Don't worry. I'll always offer my comments about what's going on in the sports world, too. A No Mercy episode drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith. A presentation of Cadence 13 and Odyssey Studio. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcast.
A jam-packed Wednesday with 15 games, lots of eyes on Tampa, where Tyler Glasnow completes his TJ rehab, comes all the way back from Tommy John, and now makes his season debut for the Rays against the Guardians and Tristan McKenzie. It's kind of fun. Glasnow may make a playoff start for Tampa if he can show that he's ready.
What a wild card that the Rays have at their disposal going into the playoffs. This is already a good team going in, but you throw Glasnow now into the equation. If he can prove to be valuable, holy smokes.
He said his arm feels good. The stuff feels good. He said it's kind of nice having a UCL, you know, because he did not have one for a while. It was in decay before it eventually completely broke. A great test for young Cub Hayden Wesneski, who's been actually really, really good. He gets a Phillies team that has to have a win, and they'll go after him at Wrigley tonight. Yesterday, Ryan gave you the Cubs' Marcus Stroman as a stay away. Good call.
Thank you.
Seven innings of four-hit ball. His best start all season long at home for the Cubs. Today, I would run screaming from picking any batters in the Diamondbacks-Astros game. Zach Gallen against Justin Verlander there. Just avoid the whole damn thing.
You stay away, I stay away.
Time now for the fourth pick. What you got, sir?
Michael Harris II is on an absolute tear for the Atlanta Braves as he's inching closer to winning that NL Rookie of the Year award that we discussed last week. Spencer Strider now on the injured list. Harris continues to just tear the cover off the ball, so I believe Harris II is now the favorite in that running. He's hitting .324 since the All-Star break. He's hitting .333 in September. He's hitting .322 on the road, and he's hitting .330 versus right-handed pitching this season. And tonight, the Braves look to keep scoring runs in bunches on the road against the Nationals and right-handed starter Josiah Gray. Gray has a .313 batting average against in the month of September, so I think Harris II gets a hit in his fifth straight game tonight.
That's like six different splits, all above 300. Good stuff.
You know what? I didn't look at his day-night splits. Maybe I'll do that.
Add that in. You can research it while I give you my daily double A. As I start again, I'm going to get to double digits before the season's over. Anecdotally, whenever you can pick a guy who's 0 for his last 11, I think you have to do it. Here's why. Max Muncy is 9 for 20 lifetime against Joe Musgrove. That's a .450 average. Dave Roberts and Andrew Friedman set their lineup based on matchups. I'm going to do the same. And analytically, I'll double down with Freddie Freeman, who also hits Musgrove well, 8 for 20 for a .400 career average. And he is not coming in 0 for his last 11. Freeman has a hit in 4 of his last 6 games, 8 of his last 11 games, 14 of his last 18 games. This is my Dodgers double down.
By the way, Michael Harris II hits .323 at night versus .268 during the day. It is a night game tonight for the Braves and Nats. So just throwing that in there.
There you go. So now we're up to seven different splits, all over 300 for the fourth pick.
He also hits .307 on grass and .292 on artificial turf. And Nats Park is grass. So
eight.
There you go. Another one over 300.
There you go. Eight. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily inside the hits wherever you get your podcasts. I mean, or else you'd miss the last seven shows. And play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win. No, you can't. Beat the Streak Daily inside the hits drops every weekday of the season, well before the first game of the day. It is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. For Ryan Porth, I am Matt Spiegel, hoping that all of your guys, but especially ours, Michael Harris II, Max Muncy, and Freddie Freeman, hit them where they ain't.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.